The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. I'm glad you tuned in. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Rules of engagement. This is what you have to do. You can't just sit back and just listen to this program. You got things you got to do. So get your crayon and your Big Chief tablet out and write these rules down. First, if you want to interact with the program, you want to tell me anything, you want to ask me anything, you use this number, 33103, on your phone, on your smartphone. You can't do it from your rotary dial. You type in 33103, and then in the message box, you start out with Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, you ask me anything. Then, if you want to know more about me, you want merchandise, you want to find out where the local affiliates are, what time they air the program or rerun the program, you want to listen live, you want to subscribe to the podcast, any of that, one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Then the podcast. Please, please, subscribe to the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast. And the podcast you're searching for on your podcast app is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button on that. You get the 5 days of the weekday program, and you get the 3 hours of the weekend program, and you got more Michael Brown than you thought you'd ever have in your entire life. So that's what you do. And today, I'd appreciate a follow on social media. All those icons are at michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter. That's at michaelbrownusa. And Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. But follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. That's where I'm most active is on Twitter. Are we cracking up? And I don't mean funny-wise. I mean, like, serious-wise. It was F. Scott Fitzgerald in an essay titled The Crack-Up. And I know you've heard this before. The test of a first-rate intelligence, you've heard variations of it, the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposing ideas in your mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. I would put it more crudely. The test of intelligence, or being smart, is the ability to have two opposing ideas in your head and walk and chew gum at the same time. If you can do that, yeah, you're pretty good. I'd say you're pretty good. That formula is, of course, very famous, but it's worth noting that it comes from that essay called The Crack-Up. Probably never read the crack. I know you've heard the quote, you've heard the idea, but you probably never actually read the essay. F. Scott Fitzgerald, in that essay, painfully details his inability to pass his own test, which resulted his descent into alcoholism. The crack-up that I want to talk about is the American crack-up. And I think it comes from a similar source. Imagine a time traveler from any decade, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, even to the 70s. 80s, I begin to question. 90s, I'm not sure of. in the 2000s on, yeah, no, we're screwed. Any decade in recent memory, arriving right now, this very moment that you're listening to this program, they would look at this country from the perspective of 20, 30, or 40 years ago and say, we've gone completely bonkers. Look at what's happening into the at the southern border. You got millions. I mean, the number is mind-boggling. We have millions of illegal aliens just willy-nilly streaming into the United States at the highest rates in the history of this country. While at the same time, this is the opposing idea. So you have millions of people coming into the country illegally, while the government in Washington, the federal government, prohibits those border states from enforcing federal law. Two opposing thoughts. Wait a minute. We've got all this illegal immigration coming in. We got all the illegal aliens flowing across the border. But we can't let the states do anything about that. It's insanity. And then you think about, I always think about Denver. You know, if you had asked me 20 years ago, 30 years ago for sure, 30 plus years ago when I first moved to Colorado. You know, I have a long history with Colorado because, you know, my grandparents and my dad settled in southern Colorado during the Dust Bowl. And we used to come to Colorado a lot on vacation. So Denver to me was always this wonderful, beautiful cow town. Not so much anymore. And it's not just Denver. Of course, we have the easy marks, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. Those cities are routinely paralyzed fiscally and physically. Fiscally because they're broke. They're spending too much money. They're spending all of their money on illegal immigration. They're spending money on things they shouldn't be spending money on. They're paralyzed by demonstrators. We got all of the pro-Hamas demonstrators right now. You have Black Lives Matter back in, 2020? You had all of that going on. Then you got really bizarre questions. Think about how bizarre this question is. Should a doctor perform surgery on a minor to change their gender? Why are we even asking that question? Or is it okay for the president of Harvard University to routinely plagiarize the work of other authors? Those are all questions that are, I'll use the term serious, are seriously debated among the media and among, maybe you debate those questions. I guess it all depends on where our time traveler happens to land. By most objective criteria, we actually couldn't be in better shape. And I know that seems counterintuitive if you've listened to me for any length of time talking about the descent of our military into wokeism, or the fact that, as I've given you examples in Denver, we spend more money. The mayor of Denver has asked city departments to find cuts equaling $180 million, which means crappier roads, crappier hospitals, crappier schools, crappier everything, so they can spend that money on illegal aliens. So I know it seems counterintuitive to think that this country is in better shape than ever before, but when you look at us from a worldwide point of view, we really are in pretty good shape. Compare us to Russia or China. Compare us to the European Union. Compare us to, well, I would say Argentina, because look what Argentina's doing. Argentina has elected a Donald Trump Jr. And he is down in Buenos Aires trying to absolutely cut, I think they're 200% inflation right now. 200% inflation. And he's trying to cut back on all of the bureaucracy and all of the government spendings. I mean, government just pays for everything in Argentina. It's a beautiful country that's being destroyed by the Peronistas. But look at this country. We lead the world in innovation. I don't care what you think about Google, Apple, or Meta. They're innovators. America's billionaires are its new millionaires. Someday soon, Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, among the richest men in history, are actually trying to figure out how to colonize the moon and Mars. So think about those two. Go back to F. Scott Fitzgerald. Two conflicting ideas. America is turning into a crap hole country, and at the same time, America is absolutely still on top of the heap. It's kind of hard to take, isn't it? Even if both visions, both views of this country are grounded in fact, how have two diametrically opposing countries come to inhabit the same geographical space at the same time? That question can be answered in a single word that is generally missing from our textbooks. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. That one word.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise to ensure we never forget. Since then, it's been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Hook was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. He had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to his son he would never meet. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, relieving a financial burden and bringing stability. The foundation helps Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. America's heroes are counting on you. 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to its programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
It's
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchange of guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Subscribe to the podcast. Come on, get busy. Get with the program. I don't want to do all the heavy lifting here. You got to do some lifting too. So two different Americas. What was it? Two Americas. Why did that stick in my head for some reason? Two Americas. Yes, exactly, the MLK speech, two Americas. So we have on the one hand all of these things that we see on a microcosm that we see in our cities, in our communities, that things are falling apart and that things aren't working and, the stupid use of the term Bidenomics, which they tout as something wonderful when it's not doing anything. It's making things worse. You go out to dinner, you realize, there was a subreddit that I was looking at earlier this morning talking about why is KFC disappearing all over the place? And one of the answers was, well, forget the fact that it might be crappy food, but how about the fact that they're unable because of the cost of doing business to keep their prices at a level where people who could previously only afford to go to KFC can't even afford to go to KFC anymore. That's what I mean by at the microcosm level, things kind of suck. But on a macro level, when you kind of get back and you look at it from a whole, man, we're still doing wonderful things in this country. Amazing things. I look at just my business and how my business, into my 20th year now, and just past my 19th anniversary in radio, how much it has changed. I never talked about podcasts. I never asked my listeners to subscribe to podcasts. And when we had the old diary system of ratings, always had to give out the station, always had to give out the time, had to give out the weather, all that crap. No, we don't do that anymore. Now, some old farts will tell you they still do it, but that's not how I do radio. And it's proven to be incredibly successful, ratings-wise and financially. So there's just these two different worlds. So what's missing? What's the word? Why do we have these two different thoughts that we're holding in our heads at the same time? Oligarchy. Oligarchy. Does anybody talk about oligarchy in this country? Contrary to our powerful democratic mythos, which kind of imagines American democracy ceaselessly expanding to include workers and women and minorities, not to mention the inhabitants of a bunch of far-flung countries, Americans now find themselves living in an oligarchy administered day-to-day by a bunch of bureaucracies that move in lockstep with each other, enforcing a set of ideologically driven top-down imperatives that seemingly change from week to week and cover nearly every subject under the sun. If you heard the very first hour of this program, I talked about how government is trying to mandate something that consumers don't want. Electric vehicles. But Michael, I want one. Yeah, but there's not enough of you that want them that make it profitable for Ford or any other company to manufacture those EVs in substantial numbers where they can turn a profit. They still need government subsidies, an oligarchy, trying to force down an ideology that we ought to convert everything to electric. And I always wonder, well, then where the hell is all the electricity going to come from? Because the windmills won't do it. Solar powers, the solar panels won't do it. So where are you going to get it? Want to build a bunch of nukes? I'd love to do that, but oh, we can't do that. This system, this administrative state that we're now living in, really has little in common with the process of balancing regional interests through our current two-party political system. Power flows from the top down. Remember the last hour about free speech and how those, see, there's a theme throughout the, every time I do a program, there's a theme throughout all of it. That last hour talking about how free speech and those people that get elected to whatever office it is, they're your servants. And if you want to yell at them, they need to toughen up and take that yelling. But now power flows from the top down. And not just government, but from a group of fantastically wealthy billionaires to the deep state, and then all the non-government organizations, the foundations, the executives that get, of course they get donations, don't get me wrong, but most non-government organizations get a lot of their revenue from taxpayers. Now, you don't see a check from the taxpayers to them. They get grants. I'm always baffled by stories in Colorado, and it's probably true where you live too, about some group that's helping whatever group you want to pick out, illegal aliens, homeless, abused children, the gamut, run the gamut. There's an NGO that is helping whatever subset of group of people you want to pick out. And they get grants. And people think, oh, isn't that great? They're getting a grant, so I don't have to support it with my tax dollars. That's where the grant comes from, you dummy. That's where the grant comes from. So this power is flowing from the top down, from these billionaires to the deep state, the administrative state, the NGOs, the grant makers, all of these. And who are those? Stop and think about this for a moment. With maybe the exception of Musk, which I'm not quite sure I can pigeonhole him yet. But if you talk about Jeff Bezos, or you talk about Bill Gates, talk about Warren Buffett, or you talk about the administrative state, or you talk about the NGOs, talk about all the grant makers, what are they? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party. Huh. Those are the oligarchs? I'll explain. Text the word Michael or Mike to 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this American crack-up, the concept that you hold two opposing thoughts in your brain at the same time, and you're still able to function. Now, some might say that the country really isn't functioning right now. I would be one of those. I do think we're dysfunctional on a certain level. I think our politics is dysfunctional. I think a lot of the culture is dysfunctional. Go back to some of those questions I said that, you know, what would people think? Someone who was a time traveler that came to this moment from, say, 1960. And the question is, should a doctor be able to perform surgery on a 12-year-old to change their gender? They'd look at you like you were nuts. Or should we accept a group of protesters attempting to completely seal off a part of Seattle, Washington, and prevent law enforcement or just even business people from going into that area? And then they get so pissed off that they try to burn down the police station and they never get arrested and nothing ever happens to them. You think that country had gone nuts. And indeed, maybe it has. So that goes back to the whole idea of oligarchy. The new American system, whatever this system is right now, has little in common with the process of balancing these regional interests through the current two-party system, which is why I'm not quite sure why I do believe this unequivocally, that we're living in a moment of time, the end of which I don't know what will be, where the current two-party system, it may still be a two-party system, but I don't think it'll necessarily be the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republican Party is on the way to destruction, which makes many people happy, and it wouldn't be the first time. Both political parties have gone through all sorts of iterations throughout the 250 years of this republic. So I don't think it's anything that we should worry about. In fact, I'm of the attitude of, let's get it on. Let's cause it to happen sooner rather than later. But really, most of the power today flows from the top down, from all these wealthy billionaires, to all that administrative class, to all those NGOs that I was talking about. And when you think about who those are, that's the Democrat Party. And then you think about, they regiment the party's identity-driven interest groups, while they get large amount of money from all the billionaires and from the federal government. And that enables the Democrats to serve as the broker between the oligarchs and the disenfranchised poor. And then they trash the institutions. They trash the institutions that once protected their interests, cutting them out of the national power equation. It's hilarious. But the new American system deprives the working and middle class of opportunities to build wealth or otherwise exert meaningful control over their lives. It's a horrible thing to think about. You think about the idea that this country, built upon a great middle class, a great middle working class. You know, Carol Roth, I think I may have mentioned her book either during the week or last weekend. She has a book out called You Will Own Nothing. And that's the direction that everybody's trying to be pushed. And it reminds me of parts of the old Soviet Union that I saw during all my travels in Russia when I was the undersecretary. You'd still see the old cinder block apartment buildings. They look exactly like they came out of the 1960s or the 1950s. Nothing had changed. That's what communism does. And people walked around as if they were beaten, as if they had no hope. And I'm not sure they really did. You look at how hard people are working to make a living today. And I could go off on 1,000 tangents here about why that is, or why people feel like they've lost control over their lives. Everything is regulated. You're being mandated this, mandated that, everything. And who's driving that? Well, isn't it interesting that I'm talking about this during the week that the World Economic Forum is in Davos, Switzerland, and the John Kerry's and the Warren Buffett's and the Bill Gates, they're all over there talking about how they want to impose their idea of a new world order on all of us. Something that I would never would have believed in my entire life that I would actually be talking on a syndicated national program or on my local program about a new world order that they really are trying to impose, and we're watching what's happening as that new world order is imposed on this country little bit by bit. At the same time that I had these two conflicting ideas in my head about the country, well, we're really going down the crapper, but over here on the other hand, my gosh, look at all of the modern goodies that I have. Look at the ability of me to do things that when I was a kid would have never been possible. After 2008, the wealthy in this country continued to get wealthier and wealthier, and the middle class started losing ground, and the poor started losing ground. Now, let me make abundantly clear. The poor in this country are still better off than the poor in other countries. Much better off. But unsurprisingly, income mobility had fallen radically from 90% for kids born in 1940 to less than 50% for kids born in the 80s. Let's think about American life expectancy. That's probably a pretty good basic gauge of how people are actually doing. Is actually experiencing a decline, despite that we got universal health care. Huh. So how's that working out for us? Well, we could have learned from that. We could have learned by looking at the socialized medicine that exists in Europe. We could have learned from that by looking at the National Health Service in the United Kingdom, but we didn't. And we allowed the powerful. Remember, socialized medicine was imposed on this country by one party, the Democrats. What all these stats still fail to capture is this feeling of madness that pervades probably all of our lives. Universities, corporations, small businesses, social media, wherever you might find yourself, you see madness around you. And don't deny it, because I know you do. You see it in your workplace. You see it in your kids' schools. You see it everywhere. You see it in churches. So where did it stop? Where did it start? I think it started clearly with the election of Barack Obama. Again, because I'm laying all this squarely at the feet of Democrats. Now, to be fair, Republicans were complicit in many instances. They weren't actively imposing a fundamental transformation of America, but they were complicit in allowing it in many instances. Do you think, honestly, can you honestly answer this one fundamental question? Let's take border security. Or let me rephrase that. Let me play lawyer for a moment. Take the flow of illegal aliens into this country that's occurring right now under our feet in your community. I don't care where you live. I don't care what state you're in. You're being affected by it. Do you think that between now and November 5, Election Day 2024, or do you think even beyond Election Day 2024, do you really believe that the Republicans, for example, that are in Congress right now, honestly want to solve the problem? If they could, we have to assume for a moment that they could, because they can't, because they're in the minority. But let's say the Republicans actually controlled both the House and the Senate. Do you think we would get legislation that would do radical things to secure the border, to stop the flow of illegal aliens into this country? Do you really believe that? Because I don't. I don't think they would. I think the country is so deluded with with people that are not true conservatives, that are not true to their values, that really do just want to keep this as a political issue. So you've got that problem. Now there's another problem, and we're just beginning to see the results of it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com and subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on social media. What's that other?
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure we never forget. Since then, it's been supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook, who was killed in Iraq. Hook left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on their home. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons, or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to send me text messages, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Twitter, do all of that. That's the least you can do, all right? Come on, get off your butts and do it. So we're talking about these two different thoughts about America, about the United States. We're going down the crapper on one hand, but we're doing all these wonderful things on the other hand. How do we get to this stage where we really are living under kind of an oligarchy? Well, let's go back to 2020. COVID lockdowns. How do we ever get to the point where we allowed ourselves to be locked down, to be told that, well, you're an essential employee and you're not, to allow the government to actually say to a company, to a business, you can operate, but you can't operate, or to tell an individual, you're an essential employee, you're non-essential, or you can't leave your home, you can't go to the park, you can't go see your grandmother. You can't go to the hospital to see your dying wife. You can't do any of these things, and we're going to tell you what to do and not do. How do we ever get to that point? Fear. How do we get the fear? Because that led, the lockdowns did, they led to this broad quasi-governmental censorship apparatus, the censorship industrial complex, if you will, to police disinformation, and to do it under the guise of, well, it's public health, it's science. You think about how that completely upended not just society, upended education, the damage it did to children. But think of what it did to the psyche of the country. You cannot forget those first moments from 15 days to slow the spread to now stay home. This is going to kill millions. You can get it by standing too close to each other, which Fauci says, we just made that up. Or here, we're going to develop a so-called vaccine at warp speed. We're going to bypass all of the clinical trials. We're just going to develop the vaccine, and then we're going to mandate you have to take it to go to work. And we all lined up and got the jabs. Wow. Aren't you even embarrassed by it a little bit? Disinformation. Because if you dared question it, you were a danger to society. But isn't it interesting, because you think back to those lockdowns, what happened during the lockdowns? Oh, yeah, we had the George Floyd riots. Well, the riots did what? The riots revealed that the lockdowns were actually a fiction, because you could go out and loot and commit property crimes along with the incineration of downtown Minneapolis. That was embraced by the oligarchs, by the American power structure, by the Democrats, as a healthy social justice ritual. And that led to then a broader and wider attack on American monuments, our history, our culture, all of that followed. Well, if we had had a sane political class, if we had had or allowed those in Congress to their voices, Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Paul, I'm thinking about you in particular, a constructive political class would have seen the dangers posed by this emerging oligarchy of billionaires, the deep state, and the Democrat Party. And they would have worked to somehow try to build a bridge between these two emerging views of America. Instead, Barack Obama, just like Bill Clinton did before him, saw an opportunity to just absolutely punish Republicans by making Democrats the rich, the party of the rich, and the party of the rich in the name of the poor. The policy of aligning Democrats with the wealthiest Americans. Remember, it used to be Republicans. We all have Republicans. We're all about big business and all the wealthy people. It's just the opposite now. absolutely the opposite. All of that was Obama's creation. Hardly, it should hardly be surprising, coming from a Harvard Law School graduate, plagiarizing. All of that continues today. I think what members of this elite share is a sense of placelessness. You know, Obama, a fatherless child, grew up in Indonesia and then in Hawaii after being sent to live with his grandparents by his mother and then raised by a communist. These two Americas that exist simultaneously will at some point collide, probably sooner than we think. And that collision will cause you and me to have to make a decision. And that boils down to the fundamental question. And this goes back to the theme of everything that we talked about throughout the entirety of this program this weekend. A top-down power structure that's mandating. You see, when you think, go back to the first hour. Re-listen to the first hour where we talked about electric vehicles and the mandate and how businesses, while trying to somehow remain a part of the system, are recognizing that if we're going to stay in business, we got to quit manufacturing these stupid things because we can't afford to do it. But if we don't do it, then we're going to get in trouble with the government, so how do we balance all that out? In the meantime, the consumers, the people who actually have the power with the auto manufacturers, are saying, we don't want these things. They're not ready for prime time. We don't want them. Yet the oligarchy tells you that, but you must do it. You know, I told a story yesterday on my local program about a young man that has a rental unit. And how he had to answer all these questions about how is your home heated? How do people cook the rental property? How is it heated? How do people cook? How is it cooled? All these questions. Why? Because they want to inventory all of the facilities that are being used to rent out, not to own. See, eventually he probably won't be able to own that either. You won't own your car. You'll just drive what they tell you to drive. That's the oligarchy. Just think about those two Americas and which one you want. Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text me anytime you want to.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
In a small Tennessee town, a killer was caught by unlikely investigators, high school students, and their teacher, Alex Campbell. Though the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation supports their theory, no charges have been filed. Murder 101 follows the students as they endeavor to complete the assignment.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
Listen to Murder 101 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.